like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
It is Garden Talk Hour number 2. I'm Steve Garner along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
How come, I was hoping you would be wearing Mickey Mouse ears when you came in this morning.
Oh, they would interfere with the headphones.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid me. I want to welcome Marnie Turkel. And before we get totally into orchid hysteria, we're going to take a call from Deborah, who's been on hold for a while, and we apologize for that. How are you, Marnie?
I'm doing very well and very happy to be back.
Are you still living the orchid life?
Yes, I am. But I'm about to immerse myself in my collection. I am closing my business, which was growing orchids from seed. I'm closing the lab, and I just plan on puttering around with my orchids.
Ooh, puttering sounds
in
glorious.
In retirement.
Oh, gosh, how lovely.
Retirement. Well, congratulations.
Well, we're glad we got her now while her brain is still fully engaged in the world of orchids.
Yes.
Deborah, thanks so much for holding, and welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I have three fast questions. First, when I buy containers of plants, say, for example, at Home Depot, it's always saying that they're cancerous. And I'm assuming that they mean the black pot are cancerous.
Oh, sure. That's like a BPA plastic kind of thing. And California puts warning labels on all of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good. I now know. Okay, my next question is I bought bare root walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking to see, you know, the distance apart they should be planted, so forth and on. And because apparently there's a toxin they emit, and if you plant them near other food items, they can kill them or make them toxic. And I'm wondering, what do you know, if anything, about the distance, and can I tighten them up more than 30 feet as they seem to be recommending? Can I go 20 feet?
Oh, sure. Okay, so a couple things. Walnuts do exude a competitive growth inhibitor that's a natural tannin, like they would have used to tan hides or leather in the past. And usually you'll see that exudate around the drip line of the canopy. It doesn't affect every plant. There are quite a few different shrubs and things that can tolerate it. And then it doesn't impart that toxin into another plant. There isn't another plant that's going to uptake it and then you consume that. Even if you did consume that, it's going to be the equivalent of like the tannins in wine. So they're naturally occurring tannins that are just part of that process. We had those at the Burbank Gardens. We have his original Paradox walnut there. And a couple of things that worked really well that were edible underneath that plant were grapes, Chilean guava, and service berries. All three of those were trees that are shrubs that did just fine underneath that drip line canopy. And then so for your spacing, they say 30 feet because that's when you're letting your tree get big and large and full and lush and create all the shade. I would kind of stick with that if it's going to be near a structure because you don't want that fire ladder to happen that goes between the canopy of that tree and a structure. But I will say that we do have the walnut collection over in Davis. And when we're testing out like a seed lot of walnuts and we're keeping them hedged and small, we'll put them on 2-meter centers. They're very, very closely spaced. And then the ones that are full-size trees, we have on maybe 3-meter centers or 15 feet. And that's all the space we give them. But we're doing like huge cuts on those trees every year to keep them small and keep the scion wood rejuvenated on that. We're not necessarily growing them for shade or for food. So if you want them to be a large canopy tree that's going to be habitat for animals and stuff like that, then the 30 feet is standard. If you are going to maintain those trees and keep them small, you can go with a tighter spacing.
Now, keeping them with a tighter spacing, does that reduce the crop yield?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're cutting off the crop yield every year.
Okay. So I think I got that one because I'm planting bare roots. So it's mm-hmm. going to be a number of years before I have to worry about size, right?
Maybe a couple of years before you, but if you start those pruning habits early so that you keep it trained and small, then that's better than just forgetting about it a couple of years and letting it go larger.
Okay. Then my next question.
This will have to be the last one because we actually have quite a few people on hold. So I apologize, Deborah, but we got in two for you so far. Let's just try to crank out a quick one.
Okay, very quick. It's about the sunchokes.
Okay.
And I have been hunting everywhere for sunchokes. I have been further reading the benefits of them, which are enormous, not only for vitamins and everything else, but that they grow profusely.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place that I've been able to find them is at Tierra Farms.
Okay.
And I wanted everyone to know around here that if they want sunchokes, they need to grab them quickly.
Okay.
Because they're at the end of the season there at Tierra Farms. And I'm looking forward to having a ongoing food source with those. And cooking them reduces the gas effects of them, mm-hmm. if you saute them. So I wanted to pass that information along. I'm understanding that it doesn't seem like a lot of people in the United States are into sunchokes like they are in Europe.
Well, thank you for that pro tip. We really appreciate that. Go get your sunchokes at Tierra Farms. I also know that Four Oak Farms, local here in Sonoma County, they sell theirs on Etsy, and I think they have a couple of different varieties of sunchokes and osa. So tuberous sunflower, it's a helianthus. And if you don't cook them, like Deborah just suggested, you will get the herbally burbleys. You will question your intestinal fortitude, so make sure you cook them very well. Thank you, Deborah, so much for your call.
And that's why she has a doctor in front of her name, because she comes up with things like herbally burbleys. So you've spent a lot of your life loving and tending to orchids, have you not?
Yes, I started growing in 1980.
Nice.
So you've got 46 years of growing orchids. This is extremely exciting. And is it true that they're one of the largest, if not the largest family of flowering plants on Earth? I read this somewhere.
Grasses. There's more grasses than there are orchids. But there's somewhere between 30,000 and 35,000 species.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
so many.
There's hybrids, well over 100,000 probably.
So you can find them anywhere except for the North or South Pole.
Antarctica.
Antarctica?
They're not on Antarctica, but everywhere else they find a little space.
Wow, that's amazing.
I wouldn't call them adoptable.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent word. So what is the most...
That's a doctor word.
I know. We have to dumb it down for you and me. So what is the most frequently purchased orchid species?
Phalaenopsis.
Than Cymbidium?
Yes, because more Cymbidium you can't grow in the winter out on the East Coast.
But here?
Coastal, that is. That's the one that... But I think that because more people grow in their house than grow
outside. Yeah.
So I think that's the one that is ubiquitous.
Well, mm-hmm. Wonderful. So tell us about this orchid show.
It is an annual show. It's the fundraiser and sale for the Sonoma County Orchid Society, which has been around for a long time. And it is... it's a great place. There's orchids on display. There's orchid for sale. We have a vendor section, and members and the vendors put in exhibits in the exhibit area. There are there's a society member sales table, so you can pick up divisions that people have made from their own plants, usually at very good prices.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy an orchid, you want to find out, how do I grow it?
Oh, sure.
Don't assume that you've got the conditions. There are orchids that you can grow wherever you have them. Mm-hmm. But you want to be able to ask. And if you go to the big box stores, that clerk doesn't know.
True.
So if you're buying from a vendor, you can tell them, I'm going to be growing in my east-facing window, and the temperatures are from here to here, and they can help you pick out something that will grow. And the key to success with orchids is finding something that will grow in the conditions you have, or my style, find something I want, and then develop the conditions to grow it, which has left me with four growing greenhouses.
Yes, so. I love that.
See what happens?
It's the zone denial. I do that too.
It can be really addictive.
Yes. What is that shirt that you have? Like, I have too many plants. What is it?
Oh, yeah, I have too many plants, said no one ever, is what it says.
Yes. No one has ever said this to me or something. Or...
Yeah, I love miniatures. I was really attracted to them. Mm-hmm. And over the years, plenty of big plants, I mean, like 6 feet tall, have come into my collection. But a friend once said about it, Marnie has too many plants, so rather than stop buying, she just buys smaller ones.
Oh, I love that. You got to fill in the spaces. There's always an opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You can take a big Cattleya, the showy, you know, corsage-type orchid, and maybe fit 30 miniature orchids into that space.
Dr. Spaeth is learning
something.
Speaking
my language, I love this, yes.
So, and I like plants that have a sculptural quality. There's something interesting about the leaves, and there's a huge variety in orchids. So, because for a lot of them, they're not in bloom all year.
Oh, mm-hmm. True.
So if you have a nice-looking plant, especially if you're growing in the house, that's wonderful.
Marnie Turkel joining us this hour from the Sonoma County Orchid Society. The Big Spring Show, it's next Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it's 10 to 5, Sunday it's 10 to 4 at the Veterans Building. It's right across from the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. We have two pair of tickets to give away to some very lucky KSRO Garden Talk listeners this morning. If you go to the show, it's $10, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, it's best $10 you'll spend. Gary calling us this morning from Santa Rosa. Gary, you're on the show. What can we do for you?
Yes, I think I might know what Rachel's trees from Southern California are.
Ooh.
The purple trumpet one, I'm pretty sure, is jacaranda.
Oh, yes, jacaranda. Very, I love those trees.
Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
Jacaranda mimesifolia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the other one that your psoriasis look alike?
Yes.
I'm not nearly as sure. Were the leaves orbicular like on a psoriasis?
Yes, they were, with that deep indent at the tip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, then the one I was going to suggest is the flowers look right, but the leaves are completely wrong.
Okay.
And it's one that you're probably familiar with. There's a hybrid of Robinia.
Oh,
That has the big classic P-shaped flowers, but the leaves are completely different, so I'm wrong on that.
Oh,
so one
okay.
for two.
Hey, one for two. I'll take it.
Well, Rachel, can't you just pick up the phone and call the Disneyland horticulturalist and find out the name of it?
I should have just talked my way into that gardening program and show up when they turn off the lights and kick everybody
Well,
out.
Gary, thanks for the confirmation that it is a jacaranda that
yes.
Rachel was saying.
Thank you.
Okie dokie.
Appreciate
everybody
it.
Everybody have a good day.
Nice talking with you this morning. Our listeners are just amazingly knowledgeable. Here's an example of Marnie Turkel this morning. 707-636-1350. If you would like to talk with Marnie, certainly if you have an orchid question, gosh, you'd be crazy not to call. And Dr. Rachel Spaeth for any and all gardening questions. No one on hold at the moment. First time since 9:05 this morning. If you'd like to get in and, of course, be entered into the drawing to win a pair of tickets to the Orchid Show next week, do so. 707-636-1350 is the direct number, or you can shoot us an email and you'll be entered into the drawing too. That's steve@ksro.com. If any of you are big Perry Mason fans, then you might know that Raymond Burr donated his orchid collection to Sonoma State back about 30 years ago. Did you know about his collection, Marnie?
Yes, because a lot of it was sold at the Orchid Show that year, the Sonoma County Orchid Show.
Aha.
So we had a very big attendance.
Well, he was a big avid orchid collector, and actually we saw, this is crazy, this is going back 35 years ago, we saw his orchids growing at his place in Fiji. When my wife were there in Fiji, he owned lots of acreage. He was wild about orchids. But then when he passed on, all that collection, of course, went to not only you, the Orchid Society, but also Sonoma State University.
When I went to Sonoma State after I transferred from SRJC, one of my first jobs was cleaning all the leaves on those with a powdered milk solution to get all the hard water spots off of the Raymond Burr Orchid Collection.
Yeah.
That was one of your jobs?
That was one of my first jobs over there.
Well, this goes back a long way. He passed away in 1993, this is, what, over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But his name leaves on. If you never heard of Perry Mason, I think most of our listeners know, but for a lot of younger folks, they don't know that. But they might know his orchids. Why don't we take a few email questions? Rachel, let's start down with Mark, who says, he sent us some photos. He says, "Hi, Dr. Spaeth. Why do my laurels look so yellow and lots of sticks?" And Mark is sending us an email from Glen Ellen this morning.
Yes, thank you for that email. So a lot of the yellowing looks like it's yellowing kind of at the tips and then working its way down. If it's older leaves, then it's probably nitrogen. With this being the younger leaves, it's probably iron, because iron is a nutrient that the plant can't just take from one spot and move to another one. Some plants do have iron deficiency when they look like this. Mm. Other plants, it's just the pH of the soil. So when you're growing something like a laurel that likes a lower pH, a more acidic soil type, you often sacrifice having iron available to your plant in that soil. So the iron might still be there in the soil, but it's not being moved around by this plant. There are some foliar iron sprays that you could try to give to it to boost that iron. If you wanted to, you could check the pH and do a soil analysis to check to see if that pH is too low. There are some chelated iron products that you can just give it a quick boost of to try to green that up a little bit. But that's probably what your problem is.
Okay. Well, I hope that certainly helps. If it doesn't, call back and yell at Dr. Spaeth. No, I'm kidding. 707-636-1350. Live radio, the best radio, Garden Talk Live, America's longest-running radio gardening program. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dr. Spaeth, and special guest today, Marnie Turkel, the Orchid Queen of Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
Hi, I'm Ernest Ongaro.
And I'm Don Ongaro. From HVAC, plumbing, and electrical repairs to solar installations, we're here to make your home efficient and comfortable.
You're getting a refund. This March and April, Ongaro & Sons is issuing refunds on qualifying home projects. You could receive up to $2,000 back when you move forward with projects like heating and cooling systems, electrical panel replacements, generators, and more. It's simple. The bigger the project, the bigger the refund. And with over 90 years serving local homeowners, you can expect careful work, clear communication, and service delivered with respect for your home. If you've been thinking about taking care of a larger project, now's the time to move forward. Schedule your appointment today at OngaroAndSons.com and receive a refund of up to $2,000.
Thank you for choosing Ongaro & Sons to take care of your home.
Up to 10% credit, max $2,000 on qualifying projects. Restrictions apply. Ends April 30th.
It's Saturday. The sun is out. Your favorite pool lounger is ready, but the water in your pool just doesn't look right. So before you waste your weekend guessing on chemicals, call the award-winning PCS Pool Chemical Service. Protect your investment. PCS does the testing and maintenance so you can enjoy your pool. No more trial and error, no more wasted weekends, just clear, healthy water that's ready when you are. PCS Pool Chemical Service, poolchemservice.com. Call today, poolchemservice.com.
KSRO welcomes the real change with Jeff Gilman from the Redwood Gospel Mission. On the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at noon, Jeff and his guests explore the realities of homelessness, breaking down stigma, understanding the paths that lead there, and inspiring our community to get involved and be part of the solution. The Real Change with Redwood Gospel Mission on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at noon on KSRO.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Morning in Sonoma County. I'm Steve Garner along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth in the KSRO greenhouse taking calls and emails this morning. And a couple of lucky listeners will win a pair of tickets each to the upcoming Orchid Show, the big one, next weekend here in Santa Rosa. Debbie from Cotati. Good morning, Debbie.
Well, good morning to all.
And I think you sent us a couple emails, correct?
I did. I wanted to show you my wisteria, number one. Number two, I'm curious about who ate the sorrel plant down to the ground in the pot. It's in a pot. And I did send an email.
Mm-hmm. Yep, too. We're looking at it now.
Yeah.
Dr. Spaeth, Marnie, do you have any thoughts?
First time ever.
Now, my understanding was the question was about, it was in a pot with a cymbidium.
Oh, no. Oh, I just mentioned a cymbidium. No, this is the first year where I have three or four beautiful flowers getting ready to open. That was just a general little, I'm so happy. It's the first time ever, and I think it's because we gave it a little bit more light in the spring. Light right now. It's getting more light than it has before because we have a vine growing above it. Anyway.
So the strappy leafed thing in this pot is not a cymbidium.
No, the cymbidiums are above the pot that had the sorrel plant, which mysteriously we've had this growing for many, many years in the pot.
Nobody oh, will you tease now? We want to see the picture of the cymbidium with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, they're not open yet, so they're almost there, but yeah.
No worries. I think you're right about the squirrel nibbling it.
Nibbling it. I mean, there's lots of leaves, the whole plant. They just down to the ground. Never happened before, though. We have plenty of soil.
I mean, so also I'm looking at this soil, and this soil looks like it's really wet. Have you put a probe down in along the side of that to see if it's waterlogged at the bottom?
Yeah, that wasn't the problem. I know it is wet looking, but maybe I didn't catch it, right after the rain stopped or something, but This is really recently that the plant just like disappeared.
You don't happen to have a picture of what this looked like in its full glory before it was nibbled?
Well, just imagine it—a full plant with large leaves sticking out of the pot. It is really lush and lovely, and we don't eat it for various reasons, but it was just a lovely plant to grow in the shade under the cymbidium and a vine.
Well, I think you got me stumped this time, Debbie, but if you do get pictures of that cymbidium, we'd love to see them.
But do you think it was squirrels?
It is entirely possible that it's squirrels, or it could even be like small birds will nibble at the crown like that, because I don't see slug trails. I see no slime on here, so I don't really think it's slug or snail. It looks to me like with the sharp picks on it that it's either chomped by rodents, so rats, squirrels, something like that, or bird pecks.
And you sent us a lovely photo of your wisteria, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did, because I couldn't resist. You started talking about it. I thought, oh, it's so glorious. This is a, but I didn't touch it this season. I didn't cut it back. And I've got flowers for the first time in a long time.
It's beautiful. Yeah. They like that. And yours has leaves at the same time, which Steve's
doing. Mine does not have any leaves yet. It's got a lot of flowers. Well, congratulations on your wisteria.
Thank you, Debbie.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Our pleasure. Great talking with you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back to emails and more phone calls for Dr. Rachel Spaeth and Marnie Turkel from the Sonoma County Orchid Society. The big, big, big event is next Saturday and Sunday. Put it on your calendar. Looking ahead to 11:05, I bet you didn't know that Monday is National Tamale Day.
I didn't know
I
that.
I love tamales. So we have invited several tamale makers into the KSRO kitchen this morning at 11:05. We're going to taste tamales and talk about how you can recreate great tamales from some terrific classic recipes from Chef John Ash.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
There's one SUV everyone is talking about. And during the trade-in takeover event at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa, it's never been easier to get it. It's the all-new, completely redesigned 2027 Kia Telluride. In stock and available for immediate delivery at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. Bolder design, more luxury, more technology. And for the first time ever, the Telluride comes in a hybrid. But inventory is limited and demand is already heating up. So bring us your current vehicle and see what the team at Jim Bone Kia can do for you. Trade up and drive away in the SUV everyone will be talking about. Or go all electric and move up to the 2026 Kia EV9 with 0% APR plus 5,000 Kia customer bonus cash. But don't wait. These vehicles won't last. Trade in and take over the road at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. One block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue or shop now at jimbonekia.com.
Stock number K14719. Sale price $55,930. 0% APR financing for 60 months and $16.60 for 1,000 finance with approved credit through Kia Finance America. Plus taxes and fees. Offer is 33126.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626. Or go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery, inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at SonomaCutlery.com.
This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Omelette Express, Santa Rosa's go-to breakfast spot for over 45 years. Dive into 21 signature omelets, fluffy pancakes, and sizzling breakfast burritos, all served with a side of local charm in historic Railroad Square. Whether you are fueling up for the day or brunching with friends, Omelette Express delivers comfort, flavor, and fast, friendly service. Don't wait. Grab your $50 gift certificate for just $25 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a fairly clear and cool overnight, we can look to a mix of sunshine and clouds to give us daytime highs in the mid-80s. Later this evening, some late developing clouds should leave us with overnight lows in the mid-40s. Looking ahead, a gradual cool down will see temps dropping into the low 70s by the end of the month. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Garden Talk Live with Steve and Rachel and Marnie today. We'll go right back to calls and emails in just a couple minutes, but Marnie, the Orchid Whisperer, would like to tell us more about the exciting events going on next weekend at the show.
There's a, on Saturday and Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m., there's a talk on how to grow and bloom your orchid. It's great for people who are... you can ask questions at whatever level you're at, but for people who have only got a few of them or they're still trying them out, you will find out a lot more about how to make sure you get your orchid to bloom and what it needs. Does it need fertilizer? Does it need it at a particular time? And in the afternoon on Saturday at 1:30, there will be a talk on growing and repotting cymbidiums, which are hardy outdoor in most locations in Sonoma County. And there are ways to make sure that you get good blooms, when to stop watering it, and when to fertilize it. They're very hardy and they're easy to grow, but for the best bloom, you might want to try a few simple techniques.
Nice.
There's the sales table. There's vendors. There's also, if you have questions about a problem with the plant that you want to ask about, if the plant is small and you can put it in a plastic bag to bring it in, because you don't want to bring pests or insects into the show.
Yeah.
But if you want to take pictures of it, take pictures of the leaves and flowers, if there's something going on with the flowers. Maybe make sure you get one of the whole plant so that we can see. It helps to diagnose, to be able to see the quality of the leaves, what the potting mix is, and there will be someone there who can help you answer your questions.
Oh, that's very helpful. What about the place setting? Should they have it? Should they take their picture where they have it, even if the light isn't optimal for picture taking, but maybe having it placed where they have it in their house so you can see if it's too much light or not enough light?
Well,
that might be harder to diagnose.
It can be difficult there because it might only be like full sun for 2 hours a day.
Oh, good point.
So that's something you would have to tell. And you want to know, it's best to know what your minimum temperature is and what your minimum temperature and the high temperature or the range, because orchids come from many elevations, and the higher elevation, generally the cooler the nights are, and sometimes the days can be quite warm. So you want to give an idea of how it's growing now.
Excellent.
Marguerite calling from Santa Rosa. Good morning, Marguerite. Welcome to Garden Talk Live. Hi.
Oh, good morning. I enjoy your program every Saturday morning so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Space mentioned something about a job she had at Sonoma State and with spraying the orchids there with some kind of a solution. And I was wondering what that solution was and if it would help with the brown spots that you get on orchids sometimes.
Gotcha. So I will tell you about what I was doing, and then we'll have Marnie address the brown spots on the leaves. So we had hard water there, and if you had overspray on the water, it would make like calcium deposits kind of things looking on the leaves, so it would be like crusties. And we would just take powdered milk and dilute it with water like you were going to make milk, and then I would use a rag to wash those leaves off, and it was just getting those hard water spots off. But for black spots, Marnie, let's have you talk about that.
If there are just a few spots and they're spread out over the leaf, can you tell me what the pattern is to them?
There's no specific pattern, but they're, you know, like a little, they secrete something sticky. I think it's a bug.
You might, and is it on the top of the leaf or the bottom of the leaf?
The top.
It could be is it a little hard, like a little shell?
Yes.
It's probably scale. So, which is an insect, and it's a sucking insect. It pierces the leaf and draws out the water. So you can use those. There are plenty of sprays for it. If you only have a little bit and not a huge infestation, you can use just alcohol, rubbing alcohol, if it's only a few, with a Q-tip, or you can put it in a spray bottle and spray it on those. You'd have to repeat every 7 days, probably, because it only gets the adults. It won't get the eggs. So you would want to repeat that. Mm-hmm. If it's badly encrusted, then you're probably going to have to do something more serious. So is it only on one plant?
Yes. Right now it's only on one plant.
But you have other orchids?
Yeah.
So you want to separate it from that, quarantine it.
Okay.
And then start treating it. And if you find that you can't get rid of it, or if you don't want to use an insecticide on it, then I would say consider the value or the sentimental value, and it's sometimes easier to just dispose of it.
Okay,
but that's the way to do it, is the rubbing alcohol.
Alcohol, that's
straight,
kind of non-toxic. If you have any horticultural oil, which is, use it for trees, I
think.
Neem oil?
Well, just regular horticultural oil.
If you put a tablespoon in a quart of alcohol, shake it up and spray it, that is much more effective than just the alcohol alone.
Because it'll stick on. Yeah. Okay. Does that make sense, Marguerite?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That will last. I have some, because I don't use it very often, but I have some that's been in it for years and it still works.
Fabulous. Great information. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with more questions and more answers. Don't go away, Michelle. You're coming up next. And we're going to get to a few email questions, too. Not too late to get in with a question or an email, and two lucky winners will win a pair of tickets each to the big Sonoma County Orchid Show next weekend here in Santa Rosa.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Hey, Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work. And they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug! Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
You know those photos that live on your phone? The sunset over Bodega Bay, the kids at the county fair, your dog running through the vineyards. What if those memories could live on your wall beautifully? At Shutterbug Camera Shops, they're turning everyday photos into stunning metal prints that glow with incredible color and clarity. The image is infused right into the metal, creating a luminous finish that's vibrant, sharp, and truly one of a kind. It's a whole new way to showcase the moments that make Sonoma County feel like home. And during March Metal Madness, you can try it for yourself with half-off 8-inch metal prints. Choose 8x10 or 8x12. It's the perfect size to start your own gallery wall and a thoughtful gift that's ready to hang. Take those memories off your phone and turn them into something you'll enjoy every single day. Experience March Metal Madness at Shutterbug Camera Shop in Santa Rosa.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
Hope you'll be able to stick around this morning for hour number three of Saturday morning. It's Tamale Fiesta time this morning on the Good Food Hour with Emily, Ash Lamb, and me. It'll be a lot of fun, I guarantee you. Michelle calling from Santa Rosa this morning with a question for our guest. Michelle, welcome to Garden Talk Live. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. Is it too late to plant seeds for cucumbers? And the second question is, I have my cymbidiums are all in full bloom, but I'm having problems with slugs. And how do I get them? I go and I pick them off at night, but is there any other way I can get them to stop eating up my flowers?
That's a tough question. There are slug products that you would apply to the soil or to the base of the plant, and you could spray it on that that would have metaldehyde in it, which is legal in California and fairly effective. Otherwise, going out in the early morning and picking them off there or at night is the sort of non-toxic way to deal with it.
Okay. So I only have really one that's, it's, I come out and I say, damn plugs are on it again.
So this is a granular that you sprinkle around the
yes,
soil.
Yes, yeah, there's a liquid. I mean, you can get it as a liquid, but yeah, it's, and I don't know if they sell it in small amounts, but I mean, there's things like Deadline that you mm-hmm. can put out. Mm-hmm. I never found it very effective, so I use metaldehyde, which is the main thing that's available here in California for sure. And that you just sprinkle it on.
Yeah. And it's good for snails and slugs and earwigs. Is that what we're talking
not
about?
Earwigs.
Not earwigs. Well, there's one that actually works for earwigs also. But anyway.
Well, there used to be that I know of, but yeah. That's not available.
But
there may still be.
Metaldehyde is the active chemical ingredient
right.
you want.
And so there are baits that you can get out.
Okay.
Put out that will attract them even more. Mm-hmm.
And did you have another question?
Like beer, do you think beer would work? Because I remember using beer at one time.
Well, it attracts them, but I don't think it kills them.
Well,
what's the use?
Well, I think what you did was, I never used it, but you know, people did, but that was a long time ago that I was hearing about that. But
yeah, I'm old school.
So I don't know. Maybe it got them drunk. But I know
They drowned.
They drowned.
Yeah.
I'm going to be moving to Florida. Should I take my cymbidiums with me, or just sell them here because it might be too hot for them there?
It might be too hot for them to bloom because they need a chill in
right.
like March, and it's going to be unless there's something that's really can't be duplicated anywhere else. It's going to be expensive to take them with you.
So,
and
give them to a good friend.
Yes. There are so many orchid vendors in Florida that you won't have a time. And there's a couple of great orchid shows, that orchid sales, that you can go to also.
Keep listening to Garden Talk.
Oh, and yes, you can plant your cucumber seeds right now.
Oh, yes, you can plant your cucumber seeds.
It's a great time for cucumbers, squash, any of those big-seeded things, sunflowers. This is the time to do it.
Oh, good. I have sunflower seeds, too. All right. Beautiful. Thank you.
You bet, Michelle. Good hearing from you. Why don't we take our final quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll take another call or so. April, you'll be up next for Garden Talk Live.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. Service,
you know those photos that live on your phone? The sunset over Bodega Bay, the kids at the county fair, your dog running through the vineyards. What if those memories could live on your wall beautifully? At Shutterbug Camera Shops, they're turning everyday photos into stunning metal prints that glow with incredible color and clarity. The image is infused right into the metal, creating a luminous finish that's vibrant, sharp, and truly one of a kind. It's a whole new way to showcase the moments that make Sonoma County feel like home. And during March Metal Madness, you can try it for yourself with half off 8-inch metal prints. Choose 8x10 or 8x12. It's the perfect size to start your own gallery wall and a thoughtful gift that's ready to hang. Take those memories off your phone and turn them into something you'll enjoy every single day. Experience March Metal Madness at Shutterbug Camera Shop in Santa Rosa.
The Shutterbug.
Shutterbug. All special service in the digital age.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
Garden Talk Live with Steve, Dr. Spaeth, and the Orchid Whisperer herself, Marnie Turkel. Good morning, April. Thanks for holding, and you're on Garden Talk with everybody. What can we do for you?
Good morning. This isn't a plant question exactly. I live in a mobile home, and I have what I call trailer park rocks,
okay,
you know, in front of my place. And some lava rocks. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm getting weeds growing through because I think it's been like that for well over 40 years. So I'm wondering if I want to lay down something underneath the rocks to prevent weeds, what would be the best thing to use?
Oh, to put underneath those rocks?
Yeah.
To prevent weeds and not something to encourage to grow. So there are some different landscaping fabrics out there that you can use to put underneath rocks. They're not all created equally, and they all do have a lifespan on them.
Right.
So like at my place, their weed fabric was installed maybe 20 years ago, and it's definitely, you know, shredded and coming apart, and any trees are going to poke holes through it. So there'll be a price point difference that's associated with whatever you're finding and an environmental cost. So knowing that it will break down over time is going to be an issue. There are also, like, if you just want the rocks to only be exposed and there's no food being grown around it and it's just driveway or pathway around it, some of the higher powered horticultural vinegars or weed abatement products like that are sprays you can probably use.
Yeah. I just wanted to try to do something more permanent. They over at Costco, they have on you know, at a reduced price, it looks like some kind of garden cloth. But I'm thinking to myself, it's like, well, rocks are pretty sharp. I'd be afraid that there could get easily get tears in it, you know.
So, yeah, they'll easily tear, and especially if the fabric is pretty thin. And I know things even like Bermuda grass will puncture holes in a lot of those things and grow through it, and then you're still stuck with the same problem. But then you have Bermuda grass both under and on top of your weed fabric, which makes it a little tricky.
Right. What about visqueen, like putting down plastic?
I think also that would probably degrade in the sun, but I'm not entirely sure. So I think that it's going to be a laborious effort to remove those rocks and put things down and then on top. But just check on the ratings on those, and they should tell you what the lifespan is on
good
a product
idea.
Like that.
Thank you so much for the call, April. A couple email questions. This is right up your alley, Dr. Spaeth. It says, hello, Dr. Spaeth. Is this an alien? Or left by an alien trying to tell us something. It appeared overnight, then disappeared in a day. I appreciate your show. You have saved our garden in many ways over the past several years. So, Dr. Spaeth, you're looking at this yellow blob.
I am.
Yes. Any idea what the blob is?
Yes. This is one of my favorite yellow blobs, actually. This is the dog vomit slime mold.
Come on, you made that
I
up.
Did not make it. You can Google it if you don't believe me. Well, please Google it. So it looks a lot like the spray insulation, the yellow spray foam insulation stuff. And it'll show up and it'll last for maybe like 3 days. Starts from this like neonish yellowish color that looks like burbles or some looks kind of like vomit. And then it'll slowly fade to like a mustardy, spicy mustard brown. And then it dies off. It just eats decaying wood, and I can see that it's on a decaying trunk of a tree. So dog vomit slime mold.
You can impress your friends at a cocktail party when there's a lull in the conversation.
Okay, come check out my dog vomit slime mold in the backyard.
Just whip out your wallet.
Well,
exactly. Look at, aren't you proud of my dog vomit?
Lanny didn't expect that answer, I don't think. But I can hear her laughing right now. All right, Maria wants to know about cutting back her hanging fuchsia plants, and she sent us a photo of her hanging fuchsia plants. What do you think, Dr. Spaeth?
Yeah, she's asking if it's too late to cut them back. I do see active growth on the tips of those. I would say you could cut it back, but maybe no more than a third, maybe half. Half would be the most that I would cut it back.
Okay, and I'm not sure if we can do this, but let's try. Hello, appreciate your show and your tips. I'm hoping that you and Dr. Rachel can tell me what's going on with my calla lilies. This is from Gail. Said they were doing well until it started getting cold, and I brought them inside at nights and put them out during the day, but one of the days it was really hot, and it looks like some of the leaves got sunburned. Also, I think I may have overwatered some of them. So what do you think about those calla lilies?
Yeah, definitely looks like they got a little crispy there from the sun and are yellowing from a little bit of overwater there. You can let them dry. It won't kill your main plant, what has been done, but these leaves will not recover. So I would put it like in a shade spot to kind of rebound a little bit. Cut off those funky leaves, let it dry out just a little bit. When it starts sending up new ones, gradually bring it back into the sun a couple hours each day until you can be sun tolerant again.
Yeah, we did it. All questions asked and answered. Pretty remarkable.
There were a lot today.
So, Marnie, this is going to be the toughest thing you're going to have to do today, and that's choose your two favorite numbers between 1 and 15.
Okay, let's go with 13.
Okay, hold on. 13, okay.
And 6.
Ooh, good numbers.
13 and 6. So we've randomly assigned all these numbers. So number 6, oh, 6, I'm sorry. DA, the sorrel and the wisteria, that was Debbie,
that's
wasn't it?
That's Debbie, yep, for sorrel and wisteria.
Debbie from Cotati. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one, 13?
13.
Okay, that's Gary from Santa Rosa, who called in to identify
trees.
Your jacaranda tree,
thank
right?
Thank you, Gary, yeah.
So, Gary, you're one of the winners of the pair of tickets, and Debbie from Cotati, you're our other winners, and we will contact you. We've got the tickets here, so we can send them directly
great.
To them.
Great, and congratulations to the winners.
And congratulations to you, Marty.
For happy retirement.
Well, still come back. Come on, don't be a stranger.
Well, I haven't been.
Do you know when the first year you were with us?
No.
2009.
Wow.
Huh?
That's awesome.
It's a long time.
2027's coming up.
Yeah?
It sure is.
Well, we hope you'll be able to. And people can see you next week at the Orchid Show. Remember, Saturday, Sunday, March 28th, 29th, at the Vets Building across from the big fairgrounds here in Santa Rosa. The show is from 10 to 4 on Sunday, 10 to 5 on Saturday. And there's all kinds of seminars and questions and answers and lots
raffles. Door prizes.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma, K278C.